little I love to Oh, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer, draw me nearer.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight.
Amen.
We also want to greet our brother from Scotland in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. We start from 41. Let's start 42 to 43. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest unto thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Let's all pray together. Dieu notre Père, toi le grand Créateur du ciel et de la terre, celui qui vit et qui reste. Suivre, et nous voulons manifester ta sainte parole. Nous voulons être conduits par ton esprit et par ta sainte parole dans les noms puissants de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, que tu ainsi prié. Amen. Amen. Father, once again, we thank you this evening for your mercy, your grace, and your love toward us, Father. If it wasn't because of thy love, we should not be here tonight. But with our presence here, Father, means something. It shows that we are needy people. We are depending on thee. That why we look unto thee, that you shall come down in the form of the Holy Spirit, Father, starting from the pulpit until the back of the church, Father. Fill us with thy Holy Spirit, Father, that this meeting should not be in vain, Father. It will not just be a gathering of people, but it will be something profitable to each of us, Father. Because it's time when we come here, we want to hear from you, not from man. That's why I ask you to put myself aside, that you shall be able to use me as a blessing for my brethren and for myself, Father. That when we leave this place, we should say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord. For once again, we want to remember the weekend services at thy hand, that you, Jehovah Jireh, you shall provide to our need, Father, that you shall anoint the preacher and anoint our ears, that we shall be able to receive something coming from thee, Father. Without thee, we can't do anything, Father. That's why we commit everything at thy hand. We want you to speak to us, Father. We are mortal, but your word has life, Father. And we believe that we come here to draw life from thee, the El Shaddai, the Lord who has breast, who feed his children, Father. That's what we want you to feed us. Bless the service, Father, and bless the pastor, bless our congregation, everybody that are not able to make it tonight. You know the reason we want a touch from above, that you shall touch everybody, that everything that will be said tonight shall be for your glory, Father. Anything that come from man should depart from this place, Father. Let you people only hear you, not man, Father. We ask you that you shall humble, come down and anoint us all once again, that we shall be free, Father, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. Because where thy spirit is, there's liberty, Father. And we confess that liberty in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If there's any request, Father, unspoken one, can't you touch the heart of thy people, Father, and provide it to thy need, Father. We want also to remember Denzel. We want to commend him at thy hand, that you shall give him a quick recovery, Father, that you shall be with him and be with his parent, Father. We want to all bring them at thy hand, all the requested, the pastor and his family, at thy hand, that you shall be with them in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Amen. You maybe have a seat. Let's open once again in the book of Genesis 24, our last scripture before we started. Genesis 24, we start from verse 57 and 58, just two verses there, or we can go a bit down. And they said, we will call the damsel and a query at her mouth. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Maybe the Lord bless the blessing of his word, the reading of his word. I think it's, we want to look at the power and the result of the decision. It's something that was all the time in my heart, all this week and the week gone by. just studying the scripture and see that there is something that we can do and there is something that God can do too. Now, from the scripture we read in Luke chapter 23, from verse 42 to 43, we see that we know the story very well. We can't go to the beginning. That the story of the thief at the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that he wanted something to be done because he was convinced that this man, the very man that we are together at the cross, is the person of the eternal life. If I can make a good decision here, if I can accept him here, it will change everything in my life.
Amen.
Now that's a simple decision that you can make to accept Christ. It changed the course of everything. It changed your future and everything. Amen. Now he could not change his past like you and I. We have no power to change our past. Our past is the history. We can't change it, but we can change the future. We can't change what happened yesterday and what we did yesterday, but there is a power in us that we can change the future. And that power is just the decision that we make, and it can change everything inside of our life. Now, if you look back also the scripture, why we read from Genesis, because we want to go a bit deeper there, Genesis chapter 24, because we know that everything that is written in the Bible, the prophet say, once you read the Bible, if you can't see Jesus there, you must read again. But if you see Jesus, you must also see his wife. And his wife is you and I.
Amen.
Now we are the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see here that Abraham now come to a certain time that his son, that he waited 25 years. A great, a unique son. A son that was born in a miracle's way. Abraham come at a time that he must make a decision that his son must marry. His son must get a wife that they can spend life together. His son must get a helpmate, someone that can be able to fit together with Isaac. And Abraham now, he must make a decision and to choose who he gonna send to make a choice for his son. Now he has to make a decision. If he make a wrong decision, someone that is not loyal, someone that is not faithful, is not upright, a just man, is not someone that is honest man, he can make a wrong choice for his son. But Abraham, he must pray first and must make sure, who will I send among my servant here and to seek a bride for Isaac? Because Isaac is not like any son of mine. He's not like Ishmael. This is a precious son. He needs a special wife. Not any kind of wife that he's going to get. He must get a special one. And we know, according to the teaching of the message, the prophet tells us, that Abraham was the type of God the Father. And Isaac was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, and Rebecca is your type and my type. Because we are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there we can see the picture of that everything that is there. When you read the Bible, you must read it again. If you read, you can't see yourself there. You can't see Jesus there. Something must be wrong there. Because the Bible is a love story. And it's speaking about the wife and the husband. And the husband is Jesus himself, the word. And we must find ourselves there. Now we find that there was a need, that the decision must be made. And in three parts, that the decision has to be made. Abraham has to make a decision to choose someone that to go seek a wife for Isaac. And also, Eliezer must make the decision that he must choose the right one. Because he been trusted by Abraham, the great man that was blessed by God. And the scripture says he was rich and he was blessed in all things. And now, we find also that not only Abraham and Eliezer that has to make the decision, but Rebecca also, she must make a decision.
Amen.
Now, Abraham can make the decision. Isaac, Eliezer can make the decision. But the final decision, that Rebecca must accept herself.
Right.
That's why the parrot now, in Genesis, the scripture we read, 24, verse 57, they say, and they said, we will call the damsel and the query at her mouth. That she must speak herself. You tell us everything. We agree with it. But we must ask the damsel, because the final decision is her that must make the decision. We can't make the decision in her place, despite that we are the parent, but she's big enough to make her own decision. That the same way you and I, with God, the prophet say, many times, God doesn't make the decision for us. God let us make the decision ourselves. God give us, put us in a condition that we can make the decision in ourselves. Now, the family we come from, we never make the decision for that. It's God make the decision that you will come from a casual family and this one will come from jungle family. It's God that make that decision. You and I, we can't change it because God made it that way. It's the same way as the skin of the color of the skin. It's God that make decision. God wants you to be brown. God wants this one to be white. It's God's decision. We can't change it. There's no way where you will change it. There's no chemical that I will use to become a white man. I will still the way God made me. That's the way the things remain. That those kind of the decision, you can't change it. But there's a certain decision God has put in your power and in my power that we can make the decision and God will accept it. You have your choice and I have my choice. Because some of the decision, it can affect the future and it can give a dividend from the future or it can give a loss. Because even the life that we are living in, the prophet says, even a good man that may be in the middle of his age and he get his last earning, before he could invest that money, he must first study and see which company that has stood the test of time. Where to invest the money? He must make some research and maybe will seek someone, advice of someone to find out where can I invest my money? And how, will I get a dividend from it? Will I get something good from it? And the prophet say, if the things of this life, we have to do it that way. What about the things of eternal life? Because if you, for the things of this life that we are living in, we must search first before we make the decision. Even buying a car, many people nowadays with the technology, they will go to the internet and to find all the customer review. And before they could make the wise decision, they want to see if the car that I'm going to buy, the money I'm spending in it, is it this car value this money? Is it not a wrong car I'm buying? And nowadays it's very easy to get it because you go to the website and you put the name of the car and they give you all the customer review and you can make a sober and wise decision before you could buy it. Because if you spend $5,000 today and buy a car that will break down after 2 months, you will cry your money. You say, why did I make that decision? But you have to make that decision. If you want to know, you will know it. If you want to buy the right things, you will make some research. And before you buy it, you make sure that I'm buying the right one. That the decision that you have to make it. Now, it will bring down the eternal life is the same thing. For you to be able to be a Christian, you must make a decision. And that decision, God will not make it for you. And the pastor will not make it for you. The preacher will not make it for you. They can preach the gospel, but it's you to make the decision. They will present to you the gospel. They will show you how important is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will show you that God has sent his begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will have eternal life. And the one who doesn't believe will perish. That's why we are limited in that level. We are limited just in preaching. But for someone to make the decision, it must be personal. You have to make it yourself. Know how powerful someone can be and how big someone is, the knowledgeable the person has, that to teach the message or the Bible, but he will never make the decision for anybody. That's why even Jesus says that you faith that heal you, because you make the decision to believe that Jesus is a healer. Then you get your healing. That the things only work that way.
that you must make the decision yourself. Not me, not anybody else that will make the decision for you. It has to be you. Now, some decision that we can make in this life, we can regret later by making a wrong decision. And if we make the right decision, and you will be happy. But sometimes this life, even just for simple things, like marrying someone, if you make the wrong decision in the marriage, you will live a hell here on earth. You will have trouble all your life. It's because of the decision, the choice you made. And that one is not God to blame anymore. Because since Eden now, God must maybe learn a lesson. God has no new thought. Do not misunderstand. God saw that since from Eden now, something has to be done. That when Adam now, inside of accepting his responsibility of what happened in Eden now, he started playing the game, the blame game. He started blaming God. When God came unto Adam, he said, Adam, what did you do that? Adam says, the woman that you gave unto me. Now God says, now from then on, man must make their choice themselves. If they want to marry, they must choose. And they have to make it by faith, that the right decision you can make in this life. When you make the decision, not about what you see, but you make it by faith, that the right decision that someone can make it. Now, once you make that decision of a choice, as we say, of marriage, by prayer, you make it, and God directs you, you will never regret. Because you never make the decision because someone is beauty, because how attractive the lady is, her voice, or the way she's brought up, but you make the decision by faith, you will never regret. Our own life can witness when we regret in the decision, in our life, when we regret on some of the decision we took in the past or we made in the past, it's because we never involved God on it. Every decision that you involve God on it, you will never regret. Amen. There's nowhere where you can regret, because God is in the middle of the things. That's why the prophet say we must let God to do the choice for us. Right. If God choose the friend for you, he will choose the right friend. Amen. But if you choose a friend because of money, because of how well-educated the man is or the woman is, you will get in trouble. Because that choice, you never involve God in it. That's why the prophet said, before even Eliezer could get there, and before to meet Rebecca, he was praying already that God should bless his journey. You see, he has to make the decision, but he put it in the hand of God, because he doesn't want that human element should be involved on it. Once we involve the human element in our decision, that's where we get in trouble. But if we make that decision in prayer, we involve God in it, there's no trouble at all. Amen. Anything that we make the decision with God, you will never, never regret about it. Even buying a bicycle, if you put God in that decision, you will never regret about it. Anything that you do, even investment as we see with the prophet, if you put God on it, you will never regret for it. But if you make the decision because you body or you feel that this is the one that you must marry, did you ever ask God if it's the right one? And later on, because of the power of the decision, once you make the decision, you will pay for it or you will rejoice for it. Because if you make the wrong decision in the future, it's you that are paying. It's not God. But if you make it with God now, you will rejoice the benefit of the decision that you made. That's why in life, do not be quick to make decision. Do not be quick to decide as a young man or young woman, I want to marry such a person. You must involve God on it. Otherwise, you will bear the pain all of your life. Because there is a power in the decision that we take. Now, some of the decision that we made in the past, we never want even to think about them. We never want to think about them because there was a wrong decision. The prophet said, if you took like an ill-famed woman in the street, she never born like this. And she wasn't like that before. But one day, maybe, she went with her friend to the nightclub. and she gave up herself in the hand of a certain man. And she started the life from there. But that life, she was not like that before. It was when she allowed, when she made that choice to go to a nightclub, when she did that things to accept living that life, it totally changed the course of her life. And she would find herself, she said, but I wasn't like this before. Look, what am I doing now on the street? I become a prostitute. It was just something that I did it lightly, but it changed the course of everything. It's the same thing like the thief at the cross. Maybe he had 30 seconds left, and he made that decision that, Master, when you come at thy kingdom, remember me. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, right now, you will be with me in paradise. Amen. Now that's the power of his decision. It was simple. If you look at the scripture, it's very simple if you read at it. What this man did it, just to accept and to recognize the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And something strike his head. And it says, the person that they are crucifying are together with him is different from us. This person, something is telling me inside of my heart, that is the person of eternal life. Let me speak to him. Something can happen to my life. Amen. And his destination changed from that day. Amen. But his past life, he could not change it. As a thief, everybody that saw him at the last minute maybe say, this man, the thief, he went to hell. He was a thief, a gangster all the time, breaking people's houses. What will happen of this man? He's just a hell-bound man. But at the last minute, he made the right decision. And that decision changed his future destination. And he was there to live eternally. And he was there together with Abraham in paradise. Amen. Imagine that just a few minutes. And you could look at yourself. You maybe look at your life. You say, I've wasted my life with evil things. A lot of things I did in my life. But the decision you can make, even tonight, it can change everything. Amen. You can't change the past, but you can change the future. Amen. The future, you can change it. Just a simple decision by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, everything can change. But these things must be done by faith. Because if you look at the example we took from Genesis 24, now Rebecca, she never saw Isaac before. She never saw her before. And she never saw Isaac before. And when now Eliezer came unto her, there was a deep calling at the deep. There was something before the foundation of the world that Rebecca could respond to what Eliezer was coming with. The message of Eliezer has something that can match what was inside of Rebecca. And the prophet says, what was the time it happening? It was at the evening time that the things was happening. That Eliezer was sent at the evening time. And Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, it was at the evening time. And the thief at the cross, he was saved at the evening time. And you and I now, we are living at the evening time. And something is happening. And the Lord has already sent his Eliezer, now the one who is greater than the Abraham's servant now, to seek the bride of the one who is greater than Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it's freely given and it's freely received. And it's not to ask about money. It's just to push you to make the right decision. That you can understand that there's a power in our decision. When we make the decision, we can make the right things that can change the future. But if you look at this life, we will see some of the examples in the Bible. We see that once you make the wrong decision, you will regret all of your life. But if you make the right decision, you make the right choice, you will never regret at all. And we know that now. Rebecca now, listen, verse 59. Genesis 24, verse 59. And they sent Rebecca and their sisters and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his man. And they blessed Rebecca and they said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Now, it's the same thing now. That what God has spoken to Abraham in Genesis 22. And now, Rebecca parried, they were not there. But you can see that there was the communication of the Spirit. Because God, when he speak to Abraham in Genesis 22:15, when he say him, thy seed shall bless, it shall possess the gate of its enemy. And we see the same thing here. That something happened because his seed, Abraham's seed, was the seed of Isaac. And now we see that God said that thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. Now, and we see the same thing now. That's the family of Rebecca. When they were sending Rebecca away, they says, your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy, the people that hate you. Now, something was happening now. The Lord was working in both sides. He confirmed it. He vindicated it with Abraham. And he's telling the same thing now with Rebecca. Amen. Something was happening. But Rebecca must make the decision herself. There's nobody that should force her. And her parent, maybe. They were the godly parents. They knew that you can't force someone to make the decision. And they knew that maybe they read or they have a aspiration. That sense of Eden, God's way of doing with the people. He put Adam in free moral agency. And he told him that you must choose what you must eat, from the tree of life or from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That God never forced Adam there. Now they knew that we can't also force our daughter. She has to make the decision herself. That you and I, sometime in our life, we have to make the decision. If I'm standing here preaching the message of the hour, because the decision I made years ago, that's what bring me to be in the pulpit here. If I didn't make that decision, I could be like my brother from my father's family that are drinking today, that are smoking today. You see, that once you make the right decision, it pay for it. And you and I, it's something that we never regret. It's not accepting the Lord Jesus Christ is something that you can't regret in your life. It's something that when you look at it in the past, you look at everything, you say that it was a wonderful decision that I made. For me to be able to call, to be one of them among the children of God, it's not something light. Sometimes we take it light, but to be called the children of God among billions of the people in this world, you must be a privileged people. You must be a someone that can look at yourself and says, no, I'm someone because of the choice that I made to accept the sacrifice that God has provided. God provided the way, and he gave it to you, and he gave it to me. That's up to you. If you choose it, then you have life. If you reject it, then death comes inside of your life. And we see each time when man rejects God provide the way, when man makes his own choice, he gets in trouble. And we see with Adam, Adam gets in trouble. And we start counting days. And we start becoming sick because of the Adam decision. It was because of the choice of Adam. If he could refuse, you and I, we could live eternal in this earth. Everything that happened there today, because one man make the wrong decision. If you make the right decision, it will be a blessing for you and a blessing for your family. When Abraham accepted God, the decision he made, it is something that must pay it at the end. And Abraham become now the father of all nations because he accepted what God presented before him. And we know the prophet also, when that Frenchman, that when guy spoke in French, and he said, because you have chosen this hard way, there's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you. Now, it's always rely the result with the choice, with the decision you choose. Because making the decision to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him, is not a picnic. The prophet said Christianity is not a picnic. It's not a picnic. It's not something light. It's a serious decision that you make. But that decision, that serious decision you can take today, it involves eternal life on it. It has something precious on it. You can live eternally. Though you are dying, but you can still live again because of the decision that you have made. Now, there's power in the decision that we made. That imagine that the thief man, he changed everything completely. And he became the heir of the eternal life. And that day, when we'll get there, we will see him. They say, ah, you make a sober and wise decision. How did you get the revelation of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ just at the last minute and everything changed in your life? Is there something for you? It's just tonight you make the right decision, everything will change completely for you. The destination, the future destination, it will change completely for you. Now we can change the future, as I say, but we can't change the past. The past is the past. We forget about it. We don't want to think about it. The evil that we did, we don't want to think about it. We want to make the right decision. That the future will be secure. Amen. That we will be able, that when we leave this earth, we will not have any fear. That we are in the bed of sickness, we should not have any fear. That when I'm dying, this body, I'm finishing with it. But there's eternal life for me. That's the decision you make. But never minimize the power of the decision. Because you can do something light. You say, just make it like a fun. Going out with your friend. And you took a cigarette and start smoking. And that thing can change your whole destination. You can become a demon addicted to nicotine. You can become someone that you can't separate anymore with a cigarette. You'll be working for it. You'll be spending all your money for it. But you took it as light. You say, no, it was just playing with your friend. But that small things you minimize, it can change your life completely. And many people have been in that condition before. Just play. The parent will advise, will stop, do not do this, my daughter. Do not do this, my son. But you find when never listen for the parent, the advice that they give, and 15, 16 years old, and you find yourself breaking it, just for 2 minutes of relationship. And because you never make, you take the things serious, you find yourself in a mess. That's why we can't neglect the power of the decision. Because the decision we made, it has a result on it. It has something that can come back to us good, or it can come back to us evil. Now, if you look at now, let's look at Lot, for example. People in the Bible. Let's go to Genesis chapter 13. He made his choice. He made the decision. Now, Abraham tell him, we can't fight, but make your choice. That if you look at the choice now, he make a carnal choice. He make the choice according to what he sees. But he should make the choice by faith. Many times we get wrong when we make the choice but what we see. And you find that in the same Bible, there was people also like Moses. They made the decision by faith, not what they saw. They make the decision with a long-range vision. They see that this decision, it will pay. It look like funny. It will look like a crazy decision. But in the future, it will pay. But now Lot, in Genesis chapter 13, verse 11, then Lot chose him all the plan of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. And they separate themselves the one from the other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. And Lot dwelt in the city of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now we see where he makes his choice. He look at the plain and he look waters, how fruitful the plain was. And he say, I make my decision there. I want it there, and I can have the blessing there. But the scripture says, he make his tent toward Sodom. But the next step, when we find that in Genesis 19, he was in the midst of the city. He was in Sodom already. Because a light decision that he thought, let me make my decision toward Sodom. But it brought him far. And you will see the result of his decision. What happened to Lot? He lost his two daughters. And he lost his wife because of the decision that he made. You see, that is a consequence with the decision we take. Sometimes we take it for light, but you have to be careful in taking decision in this life. Anything that we do as a Christian, we should do it by faith. And by faith, it's a revelation. And the way you get faith, and when you pray to God, if you make a such decision, you will never regret. Because Lot, I think it wasn't easy for him to get himself in the mess that he went. Not only that his two daughters died, not only his wife, but look what happened. Now, his daughters, what they made with Lot, they make him drunk and sleep with him and welcome all the Moabite. It's the result of one day, one man decided to make a carnal decision. Because he made that decision, that everything that happened later on, he never realized that this decision will bring this bad result. It was a bad result. That the daughters will sleep with their own father is a bad result. That to lose your own daughter and to lose your wife is such a decision. You will not like to make it. That's why when we make the decision, even changing city, where to go to live, even marrying, we must evolve God on it. Because that decision, it can turn bad at the end of it. You think light, but after 10 years, you will regret. You say, what a such decision I made. This was a wrong decision. I want to make the right decision. Because like, now Rebecca now, she made the right decision. When she accepted the message of Eliezer at the evening time, she accepted that message now. She became now the wife of Isaac. When she became the wife of Isaac, everything that Abraham has, he gave it to Isaac. And now everything that Isaac had now became Rebecca also possession. Amen. Now Rebecca has everything. Now everything that God has is to Jesus Christ. And everything has to that Jesus Christ have is to his wife. And all the promise of the Bible become yours and become mine. When we accept to marry the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And how do we marry him? Is through the new birth. A change of life. That way we marry to Christ. Because the law of the marriage is that you can't marry someone else while your partner is alive. That's the law of the Bible. Your partner must die first. Then you can marry someone else. Now we see that the Adamic nature that we are born with it, it has to die first and we marry to Christ. Then the promise of the Bible become our promise because it belongs to our husband and it belongs to us. Even you can witness yourself. If you really love your wife, everything that you have is for your wife. You don't own it for yourself. Everything that you have, a computer or anything, is you and your wife. It's not you alone. If you just do it for yourself, it means that you are a selfish man. Because a right man, everything that he has, is also belongs to his wife. That's a right man. And what about our heavenly husband? Everything that he has is to us. That's all the promise of the Bible is to you and to me. But we must make the decision to marry him. Nobody will force that. It's us to make the decision. Now we see that Lot, when he made that decision, he brought him a wrong result. A sad decision that he made. And if you go to the book of Ruth chapter 1, and you will see us that the decision that we made has a power inside of our life. And now, the Ruth now, they make the decision. They thought that it was a light decision. Let's go and sojourn in Moab. Then we'll come back to Israel when everything is good. But look what happened there. Because of the decision that they made. And the prophet said, never make a decision in pressure. Never make a decision in pressure. Because it will turn back. Now, in Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. Now, it come to pass in the day when the judge Ruth. And that way, that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. And he and his wife and his two sons. Because the things were not good. And he says, no, I must move now. The way the things is working here. This Bethlehem. is not anymore my place. I must go and to Moab. I heard there I can find bread easily. The prophet says, Bethlehem, Palestine, was given for the Jew and for their father Abraham never to leave that place. Once they leave that place, they get in trouble. And once they are in that place, they are in blessing. And the same way we saw that even the Jew, when they was out of Palestine, what to follow them? They get in trouble. Hitler killed them. Mussolini. And all these guys, they put them in trouble because they were out of the promised land. And you and I as a Christian, we should not leave the boundary of the Bible. Once we are out of the boundary of the Bible, we get in trouble. But while we stay with the scripture, we will never get in trouble. While we stay with the word of God, there's no trouble. And what happened next unto them, you will find that if you look at the same chapter, that in chapter 1 from verse 15, you can read it yourself. And he says now, what happened there, that root there, she lost her children, and she lost also, what she lost also, Naomi, she lost her children, and she lost also the husband. Because of the simple decision of leaving the country because of a famine, you have to pay for every decision that you make. And I have to pay for every decision that I make. That there's a power of the decision, and there's a result that going together with it. You can get a dividend, or you can make a loss. But nobody won't like you to make a loss. Now, the only way that you can save yourself from making a loss is just stay in the boundary of the word of God. Amen. Anything that happened to us is when we go outside of the boundary of the word of God. If we remain in the boundary of the word of God, we can't get the trouble at all. Because there stay our blessing. Our blessings are there. She made that decision, they decided to go. Maybe she could say to the husband that, but everybody is staying here. There's no point for us to go. The prophet said there was no reason for them to leave Jerusalem. Because everybody else was staying. When they leave, they made that decision, they pay for it. And the pay was very bad. It was painful. That to lose your two sons and to lose the husband, what great, what painful decision is to make. Because they never involved God on it. If they could look at, because after, the scripture says, when she heard that the Lord was visiting the country now, the Lord was visiting his people with bread, and she said, I must return back. Now, every Christian must be tested first. Every child of God must be tested. Because God must test us. He tested the Lord Jesus Christ. And the trial that happened to our life sometimes. The prophet said, doesn't mean that Brother Neville has a car accident. That his life is not right with God. Say no, every child of God must be tested. And sometimes things may not work to our life because God wants to test us to see how will be our reaction. Now God wants to test and see this famine, how they're going to react. Because everybody stayed today in Bethlehem. There's nobody moved. The scripture doesn't tell anybody else that moved. Just them, they took that decision. They say, no, we can't stay in this condition. The famine is too long, man. We must go. Why we should stay here? Bethlehem is supposed to be the house of bread of the Lord. Why is the famine now? But that's a testing time. And not every day is a Sunday. That the blessing will be every day. But every Christian, a genuine Christian, even when he's in need, is glorifying God. Amen. In a blessing or need, he gives praise and glory to God. He doesn't worship God only when it's a good day. When it's cold, he's not in church. No. It's raining, cold or hot, a genuine Christian, you find him or her in the house of God. Amen. The weather has nothing to do with it. It's a relationship with his God. The poverty has nothing to do with your relationship with God. Because Paul says, nothing should separate us from the love of God. Poverty, the things of this life, nothing will separate us from it. But you must have the revelation. Now, the decision they made, it brought them far. It brought them to a disaster. And we saw that the same person, if you make the right decision, it will change everything. And look at Moses. The prophet said, when the people will look at Moses, If you bring the young guys of today and you tell them that you're going to be the son of a Pharaoh daughter, you say, everybody will say it, I want it to be. And they want to enjoy the pleasure of the kingdom, the pleasure of life. Everywhere where they will go, the trumpet will sound. Moses is coming. And everybody will talk about them. They say, this is what young man is the next to be the king, next to be Pharaoh. And everybody was there who could look at Moses and say, how this Moses, this man, everything is at his hand. The opportunity, everything, the future is at his hand. But what wrong with this young guy? He wants to leave the palace and go make a decision that he will be in mud with his people, the afflicted people, the people who doesn't have a good life. They are always there. If you look at them, you can't envy anything from them because they are slaves. But Moses has a long-range vision. He didn't look in a carnal way. He looked beyond all these things, that these people are the children of God. That's why the prophet said, when you look, what do you see? When you look, what do you see? Because if you look the same way Pharaoh looked, you will say, if you were in the place of Moses, I'm not going there. These are slaves, a slave of Pharaoh. I stay in the palace. But Moses went far. He looked at the unseen. And he see that these people, they are children of God. And these people are the people that called to the promised land. And I will go and join this kind of people. Look what happened at the end of it. We saw that in Matthew now, when the Lord Jesus Christ was to be glorified now. Now when God, the Lord Jesus Christ has to be taken in a cloud now. When he went with James, Peter, and the other guy, and he went to pray with them. And at the mountain, the scripture says that who came down then? It was Moses and Elijah. And the disciples say, should we make one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah? You see that something pay at the end of it. Because Moses went to the presence of God. And he went to the paradise. And when Jesus Christ now, the Son of Man, being glorified now, you can see Moses coming. But when he was taking the decision, everybody will call him foolish. It's like you and I, like our sister. When they take the decision to dress like women, the way the Bible says that you must dress decent, it's not something light. It's a decision that when someone takes that kind of decision, it's a price to pay. Because inside of showing off, like all the young girls, they say, no, me, I must cover my body for the glory of God. Because the scripture says so, I must do it. And that decision, you can't regret at all. Because it will pay a lot at the end. You will have eternal life by doing the way of God. But how many people will be willing to pay? Because there was a price to pay there. When you make the decision, there's a price to pay. Because Moses had to pay a price. He must become a slave himself. If you watch that film of 1956, you will laugh. You see the film. They made it very good. The way Moses has to accept. And the lady will tell her, you're supposed to be my husband, the one that I love. He said, why? What happened with you? Moses said, nothing changed. I was the same Moses when I go to the mud than the same Moses I was in the palace. Nothing in my hand changed. I still the same. But at least I'm led by a divine power that I can't explain unto thee. And the lady said, this is a foolishness. What happened? Moses said, I don't know how to explain it to you. That some of us, we don't know how to explain to the people in the world. Why do we make that such decision in our young? Inside of going to the pub, rejoicing life, and say, I go rejoice my life in church. People will never understand. Even if you explain to people at work, they will never understand that a young man, inside of going to the pub, he go to Grafton Street at night, 8 o'clock, searching for soul for Christ. People will never understand you. But there is a divine power that is leading you. It's only by faith that someone can understand it. Someone can't understand it with the human eyes. We say, this time, He's supposed to rejoice life. But why is he doing this? But there's something that you made it, that decision. It was by revelation. And without seeing that what faith is, without having any proof yet, without verifying the things, but you believe that there's something for me. There's eternal life for me. And that eternal life is best in your decision. If you make the decision today, just as simple as it is, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, it changes all your future. Everything in the future will change completely. Things of the past, he will put them away in the scene of forgiveness. He will remember them no more. Your friend may remember. Your brother may remember. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he will remember them no more.
Amen.
When he look at you, as the word say, just justify as never did it before. That past, it become for the people of this world. But in the sight of God, you're just a perfect being.
Amen.
As he created you. As you never sinned before. That's the way God does things. But it's very simple. Just to make that decision, it changed everything in your life. And the way we are here tonight, because each of us decide to make that decision, to choose Jesus Christ. Because always there's two things. You must choose God or choose mom. If you choose God, then you live eternal. If you choose Balaam, then you get in trouble. That's why you get in trouble. You must choose. You must make your choice. And God can't make that choice for you. It's given unto your hand to make the choice. You must make the choice. Once you make the right choice now, you can rejoice all your life. You will never regret. I can't see. There's no a Christian that can tell me that he regrets of being a Christian. No. If that Christian regret, he never been a genuine Christian. Every Christian will tell you that I'm very happy to be a Christian. Because it saves you, even in this life, to be a Christian is to save you. Imagine that you were smoking, and you give your life to Christ, and you can't smoke anymore. You get more money. The money you were spending to buy a cigarette, it become extra money in your budget. The money you were spending going to pub, it become extra in your budget. You see, it pay even this life. You make that decision, it always pay. And you save yourself. You used to go to pub. How many people were being killed in the pub? Someone will come with a bottle of whiskey, car in your head. You go to the hospital. But if you choose Christ, you forsake all these things, you will never get to a such condition. It pay even in this earth. If you look at every angle, choosing Christ in your life, it pay in every corner. It pay in this century that we are living, and it will pay more in the coming one. Because there will be eternal life there. You will get eternal life, and you will live like an angel. What a wonderful decision that each of us must make. But sometimes we take it light. We make the decision without even thinking. We say, if I make this decision, my friend in college, they find me funny. It's kind of this young girl. Why she's follow her father? Oh, following his parent. Why she's following that? That decision that she can't even put a trouser. She always in a skirt. She's 14 years old. But that decision, it pay at the end of it.
Amen.
It has a reward for it. If you search, you will find. Because before you make any decision, you must search. Even this life, you search when you make a decision. Buying anything. I heard last time Brother Wilmore was telling. He said, I'm searching now because I want to buy an iPad. I want to make the right choice. You see, when someone is searching, he will make a wise decision. Because you will get everything that the wrong side, you know, that these things is wrong here. These things are good here. And once you make the decision, you know that you get the right thing. But when you make the decision because of a friend, you make the decision because of the influence of the parent, it will not help you at all. That's why God never forces someone to be a Christian. And we don't force anybody to be a Christian or to believe this message. The best way to do is just to pray about it and make the right decision. And God reveal it to you. You will never regret. You will never regret because God revealed to you. Because that's why, that the way in Genesis, that Rebecca made the decision. She made the decision. She never been forced by anybody. She said, now the decision I'm making now, there's a reward for it. And the reward is that Rebecca became the mother of a million that the promise was given to Abraham. That she became now a co-worker in that plan that God prophesies, that God tell Abraham now. She became now a co-worker on it. What a blessing when we read. When we see the Jew people, we look at Rebecca. When we see the Jew people, we look at Isaac. That all things because of the decision. That one lady accepted. Because if she accepted, if she could refuse, her name will not be mentioned in the Bible. And the Bible was written years and years. But we're speaking about Rebecca today. And the story is like new. It's like it was written this morning. But you see that something there because of the decision that she made. And when you look at Moses now, he looked at everything that was given for him. That everything that was presented unto him. The kingdom of Egypt now. Everything that was presented to him. Moses today, Egypt is not the most powerful country in the world. He became maybe the less powerful country in the world. Because last time, even when I was watching the news, and they have a problem between Israel and the other side of the Arabs. They say now the Egyptian president went to sympathize with his brethren. And the French reporter, they says this guy, he went just to sympathize, but he can't stand the test, the fight with Israel, even for 30 minutes. That has no power. You see, that the things change completely. But Moses, when he made the decision, he knew all these things, that these things will happen in the future. These things can't stand eternal. Something will change. Now that decision, when he made it, people will look at it, will laugh at it. But if you look at now, you say, Moses, he made the right decision. You and I, we can say that Moses was 100% right to make that decision. Because the kingdom is not anymore there. What to do with it? But Moses now is in an eternal kingdom. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of our Lord. Moses is there for eternity. So everything of this world will pass. Everything that we love. Everything that we like. It will pass. We should not make our decision because of that. Because the prophet, I want just to read something for you. Because the prophet tell us. And the right decision to make is the decision that you make by faith. Now the prophet here, he says, I think one of the portion of the court, the prophet says, by faith Moses, it was preached in 1958. And they say, there's a choice and we choose for ourselves. We choose something that is for our own good. But Moses chose the affliction and the disgrace that he might walk with the people of God. Now many choices we made. We choose it for ourselves. We choose it because someone is beauty. I want to marry her. I can't live with her. Who tell you that you can't live with her? It's your own body. Your own choice. Because the way she is. But if you would stay with her. In 5 years. You will say that. If I knew. I could never marry this man or this woman. You will tell yourself. You say if I knew I could not make such a decision. But we must make the decision because of God. And the prophet said, think of it now. Listen to it. Choose the affliction of the people of God and count it its greater treasure. For he endured seeing him who was invisible. Now, Lot, one time he had to make a choice. And it may be this morning that there will be men and the woman sitting here, that will make your final choice. You are today what you are because of several years ago, you choose to be what you are now. And what you choose now will determine what you will be 5 years from today. You see what the prophet said? He said, 5 years from today, you may be a missionary. And 5 years from today, you may be a renowned Christian. Or 5 years from today, you may be in hell. Because of you made the wrong decision. See, there's a power for the decision. 5 years from now, you can be a preacher, And 5 years from now, you can find yourself on the street if you can't make the right decision. That you never neglect the power of your decision. Because it's very important that we make the right decision. You must make sure that we make the right decision. Because it will determine the future for your life and for my life. That's what the decision. You never neglect. I never regret at all. I know many of my friends that are in the world. But the decision that I made to accept the message of the hour, I never regret about them.
Amen.
Just to prove you a few things. I will not meet with you guys. Brother Vegas, Brother George, Brother Maxwell, where, how will I meet with them? The precious children of God. When you are together with them, you feel at home. If I stay in that condition, never make that decision, where will I know Brother Ronan? No way. I know him because of the Christ's sake. Because of the decision I took many years ago. That's what makes me to be together with you. Now you never neglect the power of the decision. If you make the right decision, you will never regret at all. And the prophet said, 5 years from today, you may be cleaning spindles in a bar room. 5 years from today, you may be a prostitute on the street. Or you may be a man or a woman. That is a credit to any society. Because of your choice for Christ. Because of your choice, not for me, but for Christ. And I say, because of your choice for Christ. 5 years from today, you may be in glory. The same way like that thief. We read from Luke 23. Now, just 2 minutes or 2 seconds from where he was there in the cross, he was in glory in paradise because of that decision. That's why you see that it's very important to make sure that you make the right decision. And gone in the rapture because you made your choice today. But you have got to choose and do not look at what you see. That's what I'm bringing you to. Do not look at what you see, then you make your decision. But listen to the prophet. Choose what you see by faith. That's what Moses said. What Moses made. He chose what he see by faith. Not what he see by his sight, but by faith. He saw the unseen and he made the decision. And the prophet said, that the only thing that will count is what you choose by faith. What you choose by faith is that what will count. And what count for Rebecca's life? What she choose by faith. She choose by faith without seeing Isaac. And she said, I choose to go with this man. This man is a stranger. I never see him before. But there is something inside of my life. It's telling me that there's a bright future there. There's something good there. That the same decision is given to you. The same choice is given to you and it's given to me. Now, you have to be careful in this life in making decisions. And the choices, it's something that you must make sure that you involve God on it. And if you look at now, Ruth, when she made that decision, well, there was no evidence. That is faith. That's why Ruth was the type of the bride. Because she made the decision by faith. And the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ made the decision by faith. You and I, we make the decision not by we see, by faith. Because faith is the evidence of the things that we can't see. And we know that there's a reality somewhere. When Ruth made the decision, and even when Naomi discouraged her, Naomi told her from her own mouth, look the age that am I, and I don't have a husband. And I do not think that even I can have a husband. Even I have a husband today. Will you be able to wait for the son that will come out of my womb and marry unto you? But Ruth, she has a long-range vision. She knows that there is something that I can't explain. I can't even tell to Naomi. But my heart is telling me that there is a Boaz somewhere.
Hallelujah.
You see, that their decision was made by faith. And the faith, the prophet said, is a revelation. And the revelation never fell because it came from God. Now she made that decision. It was by revelation. God revealed it to her. She said, do not worry about what Naomi is telling you. She's looking at the human eyes. But me, I'm revealing it to you. That by faith, there's something for you. Just keep going. You will get it. And she made that decision. And she didn't look at the outside circumstance. She didn't look at what's happening around her. She didn't look at that. Naomi said, there's no hope anymore. But she says, you, God, will be my God. You people will be my people. What a power of the revelation she has. And she made that decision. And she didn't see any Boaz there. And Naomi tell her the truth. Because with Naomi's eyes is limited. And the scripture tells us in Isaiah, where our intelligence is limited, where God once started. Now somehow, Ruth knew that Naomi is just a human. She doesn't understand these things. But God, Jehovah Jireh, the God that I heard from my husband, he told me about how he provided a lamb for Abraham where there was no ram. I believe that the same God can do something. Because to have that faith, the husband, her past husband, must have spoke to Ruth some of the things about Israel. But she didn't look like Orp, her rival. When Orp look at the things, she says, now I must go. Because me, I'm directed. I'm led by what I can see. I don't want to see. That is the denominational church. He's conducted all the half-believer. Always what he can see. If he see things well in church, okay, I can come. Someone get a paper. Let me go to church now. I can get a paper too. But that one, Ruth, she didn't look at that condition. She says, even the paper is not there, but I believe that one day God will provide it to my need. And she went. When she went there, she found someone that was waiting for her. Hallelujah. And she found the old man there, that the rich in wealth and good and everything, that waiting for her. And when the old man saw him, Boaz, and at the first time, it was a love affair. And he looked at it, he said, this woman, I heard about you. About the decision that you made to come here, I will take care of you. And I will tell the young man that they must take care of you. And she made that decision. Look what it paid at the end. But the lady that left there, up, we never heard about her anymore. I don't think that we will see her in the kingdom of heaven. But Ruth, because of that decision that she made by faith, it pay a lot. It pay a lot now. And she become the type of the bride that you and I, our decision, the prophet say, that the best decision to make, we should not make the decision for what we see, but we must make the decision by faith. And the prophet say, Lot, as he has to make the choice, Abraham give Lot his choice. And God give you your choice. Choose you this day who you may serve. God give you the choice. I remember the scripture in Joshua chapter 24. We want to read it. 15 if you read in your own. Joshua come to a level that these people are playing a lot. They must get to a level where they must make their choice. And he give them now a chance to make their final choice. He said, you have played a lot in the world. You don't have yet your position. You must take your position now. You must choose today who you may serve. Because you can't be in double opinion all the time. You can't be in the world the same time a Christian. No. It doesn't work that way. There's no 50-50. The scripture says you must be hot or cold. If you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. That's what God says. Now you must get to a level where you make the decision. Where you make the right decision. You forget about the world and follow Christ, or you forget about Christ and follow the world. But if you forget about Christ and follow the world, it's a foolish decision. It's a decision that you will never advise someone to make it. But we must get a final choice, because everybody get to a final choice. Moses get to a final choice. The Hebrew children with Joshua, they get to a final choice. And the same things with Lot, he get to a final choice. That way he must make the decision. And Joshua tells them, choose you today who you may serve. And the prophet says now, in the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of knowledge and a tree of life. Man was given the privilege to choose either one he desired. Now man was given the privilege. Now God never forced anybody. And so it is today you are given your privilege as a free moral agent to choose what you want to choose. God can't decide for you. The minister can't decide for you. It's you to choose what you want to choose. But us, as the minister of the gospel, we will advise everybody to choose Christ. Amen. Because if you choose Christ, you will live eternal. You will never regret. We will advise you that choose Christ. Make the right investment. Amen. If you invest your soul in the things of God, it will still pay. The prophet says, if you invest your soul in the things of God, it still pays the dividend. The same way it pays at the day of Pentecost. It never changes. If you invest your soul in the things of God, the prophet says, it never changes at all. It pays the same things that it paid there at the day of Pentecost. That you and I tonight, we must make sure that our choice as we stand should not be best in what we see. And we must make sure that we make the right decision. And the decision that we make, we should not make it a carnal decision. Not what we see, but we must make the decision by faith. If that will be something good, that when we make the decision, we should make the decision by faith. And that decision is that Christ to be the Lord of our life. To be the ruler of our life, you will never regret. That the salvation is free. Just accept God to provide the way. Let's stand and let's sing a song. I think it was something very important for us to know in life, that the decision we make, it may be seem simple. You may think that, let me do this, I will come back. You will find that is too late for you to come back. That you'll be deeper on it, that we have no power anymore. Like Samson, when he make that foolish decision to play a little bit with a Philistine woman, she got himself in trouble. His eyes was taken away because of what Delilah. And you, if you make that decision, you will regret in your life. Make the decision by faith. Make the decision to serve Christ. Let's sing the song, Brother George.
348. 348. On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin demands were paid.
Ways of hope for tomorrow.
For tomorrow,
across the path will lay.
I see. I see a crimson of blood. It flows from Calvary. Oh, it waits,
waits the throne of God. Sweeping over me.
No condemnation
abides to turn away
my soul from his salvation.
To stay.
crimson stream of blood.
I see a
crimson stream of blood. Oh, it flows from Calvary. It's waves which reach the throne of God. Oh, our sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, oh, it whispers, you've said no use to. Oh, to Jesus, and he tells me to stay. I see
a crimson stream of blood.
I see a stream of blood. It flows from Calvary.
Throne of God,
are
sweeping over me, and when we reach the portal, will I forever
will be
this glad refrain.
Oh, we'll say,
I see that crimson stream of blood.
I see a stream of blood. It flows from Calvary.
Brother George, to close with a word of prayer.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For 'twas the grace that brought my liberty.
That brought my liberty. I do not know
just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my foot and so my knee.
I shall forever
lift my eyes to Calvary, to do that cross where Jesus died for me.
Marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul.
He looked beyond my foot and so my knee.
I shall forever
lift my eyes to Calvary,
to view
the cross where Jesus died for me.
Oh,
how marvelous the grace that put my falling soul.
soul is
look beyond my faults and so my need.
Amazing grace,
amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. Oh, God's great grace that brought my liberty,
that brought my liberty. I do not know.
That's why he came to love me so.
Oh,
he
looked beyond my faults
and so my need.
I shall forever
lift my heart to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul.
Oh, my falling soul, he
looked beyond my faults and so my need.
He looked beyond,
he looked beyond my faults and so my need.
Just I forget to tell you something, that on Saturday we have one service at 6 p.m. Amen. If everybody can pass the message to anybody that is not present here, that Saturday we have the service at 6 p.m. Let's keep it in prayer. If you have any prayer request, just lift up your hand to the Lord and ask Brother George to come into everything at the hand of the Lord.
Father, most gracious Lord, most noble Redeemer, Father, Lord, we see the decision that was taken, Father,
yes,
by Lord Ruth, Lord, precious, beloved Savior, to go back, Father, Lord, with Naomi, Lord.
Yes.
Father, had it not been for that decision, Father, how could the book of Ruth be written, Lord?
No.
But Father, you make all things work well. Father, that you would get the glory.
Amen.
Father, for that story to be in the Bible, there had to be the people, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, Father, we are so glad that tonight, Lord, even as our brother said, Lord, if we don't see Christ,
yes,
Lord, Father, in any section of the Bible, Father, Lord, to go back and read it again, Father.
Yes.
Lord, tonight we see Christ in that story, Father.
Amen.
And Lord, tonight, Lord, Father, we don't only see Christ, but we are identified as his bride tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, truly, thou art mindful of us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you are merciful, Father. You are loving, ever-caring God.
Mm.
Father, Lord, we see through a small mind.
Yes,
Lord, we see through a dark glass, Lord God. Father, Lord, we see through the eyes of Lord Savior vanity, O God.
Mm.
But Lord Jesus, we are glad tonight, Lord, that you are on the throne tonight, Lord.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Have planned, Lord, all things, Lord. Father, all things are ready, Lord Savior. Father, for us, Lord Savior, to dwell in eternity, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we look to thee, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. Whilst we journey through this life, Lord. Father, there will be the cold days, there will be the warm days. Lord, there will be, Lord, the strifes of this world. Father, there'd be, Lord Savior, the temptations of this world, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But through it all, Father, you would give us glory, Lord Savior. You would give us victory, Lord Savior.
Peace, Lord.
Father, Lord, and you said, Lord, Father, Lord, God, all that's in your hand, Father, no man can pluck it out, Lord Savior.
Yes.
And we are glad tonight, Lord. Father, we are in the book, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Father, through this word, Lord, we see our names, Lord. Father, written and sealed in that book, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and we are thankful, Father. And all we would desire tonight, Lord Savior. Father, and even in this life, Lord. Lord, is if we could tell the same story, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
That story of redemption, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Father, Lord, that Lord Savior decision that we made as well.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Lord God, would take us further in life, Lord Savior.
Yes.
God. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we never ponder that decision, Lord.
Mm.
But we'd always be glad, Lord. We'd
yes,
be
Lord.
Like them of old, Lord Savior. Father, the saints of old, Father. Oh God, by faith. They made the wise decision, Lord,
yes,
Savior,
Lord.
God. How we would desire to identify with them, Father. Not forgetting, Lord, Savior. Lord, that them without us cannot be made perfect
yes.
tonight, Lord, Savior.
Mm.
But we are glad, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, and we would not desire that you would, Lord, Savior, raise rocks, Lord, Savior. Father, to worship thee, Lord, when we are here, Lord, Savior, God. Bless us tonight, Lord,
Please,
Savior.
Lord.
Bless this word to our heart, Lord,
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
blessed, Lord Savior, even unto our souls, Lord.
Yes,
that,
sir.
Lord, we'd be, Lord Savior, better Christians, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, even in this work, Lord Savior, God.
Yes, Lord.
That this word would only perfect us, Lord. Lord, it would bring us, Lord Savior, Father, to the perfect stature of a man, Lord Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, that we'd, Lord Savior, be, Lord Savior, like Philip, Lord. Father, when the Spirit bade him, Lord Savior, Lord, and he went, Lord Savior, he listened, Lord Savior.
Yes,
we would desire to be likewise, Lord Savior, God.
Please, Lord.
Maybe, Lord Savior, we'd meet, Lord, some lonesome Irish man, Lord, or lady, Lord Savior, desiring grace as well, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, all we would say, use us tonight, Lord.
Please,
Father,
Lord.
For the glory of your kingdom, Lord Savior, God. Father, Lord God, Lord, if you would use us, Lord, we would desire, Lord Savior, to be even like David, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, to be a doormat in your house, Lord.
Yeah, man.
Rather than to dwell in the house of Lord Savior,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
God. Bless, Lord, our brother,
please,
Lord. Father, restore strength, Lord, and
yes,
restore
Lord.
Virtue, Lord, even unto him, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Bless all thine children that have come, Lord, even upon this night, Lord.
Mm.
Lord, it's not, Lord Savior, Father, a warm night out there, Lord. But, Lord, we've, Lord Savior, separated, Lord, Father, from the cares of this life, Lord, for the cares of the kingdom, Lord,
yes,
Savior,
Lord.
God. Father, tonight, Lord, we, Lord Savior, wanted to be identified in your kingdom, Lord. To be, Lord, even about the Father's business, Lord,
yes,
Savior,
Lord.
God. Father, we commit every brother, every sister, Lord, Savior, here tonight, Lord. Even them that have not made it, Father. Father, be their portion, Lord. Father, Lord, just help them, Lord. That, Lord, come Saturday, Lord. Father, we would be here, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
With joy and gladness, Lord. Father, with great expectation, Lord. Father, for we believe, Lord, Savior. Father, you sent to us, Lord. Father, these people, Lord, to lift us, Lord. Lord, to draw us back, Lord. Father, to that place, Lord. Eden, where we belong, Lord, Savior, God. Father, give grace, Lord. Father, even for that day, Lord, Savior. And may you minister, Lord, Father, an abundance of grace, Lord, even unto us, Lord, even over
yes,
this
Lord.
Weekend, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we look to thee now, Lord, even as we part, Lord. Father, be with, Lord, Savior, all the saints, Lord, all the needs, Lord, that we would have, Father. We commit them in thine hands, Lord, Savior, God. Whatever need, Lord, Savior, you know them, Lord, Savior. Lord, the hands that have been lifted up, Lord Jesus. Lord, you know, Lord, Savior, what, Lord, layeth in the heart, Lord, Savior, of those hands, Lord,
yes,
Savior,
Lord.
God. Father, Lord, thy name be glorified, Lord. Father, by your grace in providing, Lord, Savior,
yes, Lord.
Those needs, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, that we would come back, Lord. Lord, and we would testify even of your goodness, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Bless us now, hear us now, guide us now, Lord, Savior, God. Father, you get the glory for all this, Lord, Savior. In Jesus' holy name we pray, Father. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing the chorus that we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet here by Saturday, by the grace of God, at 6 p.m.
I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For I want to be what God wants me to be. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For I want to be what God wants me to be.